CFEC puts the value of a Bristol Bay DriftNet permit at $94,900, which is up $800 from the value recorded back in May. In the last 12 months, there have been some significant swings in permit values. For instance, in July of last year, a Bristol Bay DriftNet permit was valued at $114,600. However, that value dropped each month until December, when the value was estimated at $87,400. Since then, the value has increased each month, with the current value estimated at $94,900. The change in the value of Bristol Bay SetNet permits has been less dramatic. Currently, SetNet permits are valued at about $41,100. In the last 12 months, the highest SetNet value on record was $42,500 in September of last year. The lowest value on record in the last 12 months was the $40,100 recorded in July of last year. The June monthly permit values report from CFEC shows some significant changes in the permit values in some of the other salmon fisheries in Alaska. For instance, an Alaska Peninsula purse seine permit is now valued at about $66,900. That's up from the $58,900 estimated value recorded in July of last year. The value of a Chignik purse seine permit is estimated at $155,000. That's up from the estimated value of $97,600 recorded in March. Alaska Peninsula DriftNet permits are currently valued at about $84,700. That's way down from the estimated value of $127,800 recorded back in September of last year. Alaska Peninsula SetNet permits haven't changed very much in the last 12 months. Current value is estimated at $56,300. That's up slightly from the estimated value of $55,000 recorded back in April. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.